Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I'm not in love. But if you
The 4th of July, 2023, and you're in tune to Crazy Nation Radio with your host, Ron Reck. And you can't get more craziness. If you can, you sure ain't here. So party on, Garth.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699.
We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churned butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in
boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired.
There's no phone, no light, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no privacy and vice living in an Amish paradise.
tuning up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise a barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little omelet wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain, and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives. You need some rest, yeah. You need some rest. Ooh, we like to see quiet faces. Yeah, we like to see your faces. Time is just a rubber band. Time is that high command. And when we look out and see you there, you see much closer, yeah, yeah. You see you to me, yeah, yeah. You see you to me.
Thank you. Four men in a rock and roll band, fly at night, in the morning we land. Fly at night till we're satisfied, see the morning from the other side.
All right, there we go. Excuse me. Wow, my voice is blowing on me. I'm losing it. Fuck, ain't no good no more. Hey, well, welcome to the show, guys. And everybody, wow, 4th of July, 2023. Wow, what a day. I didn't see no fireworks. Didn't see that, but I had to work. Ain't that something? You know, with the best of my abilities. Which ain't very good anymore. I'm kind of old and decrepit and tired and just wore the fuck out now. Anyway, you know, it's that time clips. So anyway, I'm going to get into the conversation tonight about the 4th of July. The real meaning of it is what ain't no more. It ain't no fucking more. It's been going a long, long time. Yeah, you might be celebrating, but you don't know what the fuck you're celebrating for. So, anyway, it happened once. You know, it was around for a while. But it changed. Went back to the old way. Yeah. Fucking crazy. Anyway, let's check out this fucking bullshit. So, hang tight.
The White House went too far in its efforts to curb content. Just this afternoon, a federal judge barred parts of the administration from contacting social media platforms about online content. Now, the ruling came in response to a lawsuit brought by Republican-led states alleging that the White House went too far in its efforts to curb content that challenged vaccines or threatened elections. The judge said certain departments should not reach out to companies like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram for, quote, the purpose of urging, encouraging, pressuring, or inducing any manner the removal, the deletion, the suppression, or the reduction of content containing protected free speech. The ruling singles out several government agencies, including the Department of Justice, of State, the CDC, as well as HHS. NBC's Mike Memoli is by the White House right now on this holiday. So, Mike, the music's behind you with the president's barbecue. He has made combating disinformation a big part of his agenda. How much of a blow is this judge's orders to those efforts?
Well, at the heart of this case, Tom, is what happens when constitutionally protected rights like the right to free speech come into conflict with public health and safety. And in this case, based on the very long list of individuals and agencies that a judge is saying that the administration cannot be in contact with social media companies, it has to do with what happens when, especially as it relates to COVID-19, the White House, the administration feels that the public health and safety is potentially harmed by the spread of disinformation here. And so that's really at the heart of what this is about. It's interesting because this all takes root in what you may remember as the Twitter files, where an author went through communications that were between some in the White House and the Biden administration and these social media companies, asking them to remove certain cases of disinformation about COVID-19. Now, the White House in a statement says that the Justice Department is reviewing this decision. They note that the administration has also taken steps to promoted responsible actions to protect public health and safety and security, but also noting that these social media companies have a critical responsibility here to be in control of what's on their platform. And also, they noted that this is about their independent decisions to do so. It's worth noting, Tom, as well, as we go back to those Twitter files, that there were also cases uncovered in which the Trump administration had reached out to some social media companies like Twitter, asking them to remove posts that were critical of the former president here. So the right to free speech is an issue in both administrations, but this case is putting a spotlight, at least on the Biden administration's use of this.
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top stories and breaking news by downloading the NBC News app.
Can you believe that's from NBC? They said that. You believe that shit? But anyway, yeah, coke found in the White House. Let's listen to that. Let's see what their story is on that. It's CBS, though. So I don't know. Why
there are a lot of questions tonight after the secrets.
My question is, why all of a sudden has the mass fucking media decided to jump in and fucking play this kind of shit? You know what I mean? Against this motherfuckers. Oh, God. Here we go. Let me back
service.
It up. I'm fucking up. I'm,
there are a lot of questions tonight after the Secret Service found what's believed to be a bag of cocaine at the White House. Sources tell CBS News it was discovered in a common workspace in the West Wing on Sunday night. The area is accessible to tour groups. Now, the Secret Service is investigating just how it got there. The president and his family were at Camp David Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, they jump up with an excuse for him right away. Joe wasn't there. He wasn't there. Don't trip on it, man. He wasn't there, you know. That wasn't him. So, you know, just go ahead and do the cocaine in the common room there, common area. Fuck it. Do it. Ain't it funny? I mean, I find it hilarious. I do. You know, so anyway, I'm going to flip one more clip and we're going to get into it. So hang tight.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You may have found yourself wondering recently, as the world slides closer to nuclear annihilation than any time in human history, why exactly are we at war with Russia? It seems like there's a pretty significant downside to this particular foreign policy decision, starting with economic collapse and ending potentially with extinction. So is there a good reason we're doing it? So many innocent young people have been killed. So many hundreds of billions of dollars have been wasted, some of them from the U.S. Treasury. So what's the point? Are we really doing this so the Biden family can repay its debts to the oligarchs who finance their beach house in Rehoboth? We do it so our government can continue to lie about its illicit biolabs in Eastern Europe? So that flabby losers like Tory and Nuland and Tony Blinken can feel like they're doing something important with their sad, empty lives? Really? Honestly, there's got to be a better reason for waging this, the most pointless war of all. What is it? Well, thankfully, we have an answer. The war against Russia, ladies and gentlemen, the war against Putin and for Ukraine is in fact a war for democracy. Watch and recall the motive.
The president has said many times we're focused on what we can do to support Ukraine's effort to fight for their democracy.
Democracy must prevail. The Ukrainian people are fighting the fight for their democracy and in doing so for ours as well.
Assisting and helping Ukraine win this fight for democracy and freedom.
And of course, Ukrainian President Zelensky understands that what's at stake in Ukraine is bigger than just his nation. It is literally a battle for freedom and democracy themselves.
They are showing the world what an existential fight for democracy looks like.
President Zelensky and the Ukrainians have changed the course of history for the better. And we unequivocally are with the Ukrainian people in their fight to remain a sovereign democracy.
Unequivocally with the Ukrainian people to remain a democracy. It's a bipartisan view. Democracy must prevail. You just heard noted democracy expert Nancy Pelosi say, the daughter of the mobbed up mayor of Baltimore. As Pelosi puts it, the Ukrainian people are fighting the fight for their democracy and for ours as well. That's right, for ours as well. Without Ukrainian democracy, in other words, we can have no democracy here. If the Ukrainians aren't free, neither are we. We must make sure they can vote in Kiev so we can continue to vote in Kansas City. It's really their problem. And yet tonight, we regret to tell you that we have a problem. It looks like they're not going to be able to vote in Kiev anymore. And no, for once, it's not Putin's fault. Democracy in Ukraine seems to be suspended by the world's foremost democracy advocate himself, Field Marshal Zelensky. Watch this.
Чи будуть в Україні наступного року вибори?
Це ж питання глобальне. І якщо ми переможемо, то будуть. Значить, не буде військового часу, не буде війни. А вибори повинні проходити у час, у мирний час, коли немає війни, згідно законодавства.
So when you have an election, well, he says, if we win, we'll let people vote. Otherwise, no. You vote when we feel like it, because ultimately we're completely in charge and make all the rules. Your job is to obey or be punished. That's our version of self-government. Self means me. I'm the government. Now, that's not just any autocrat. That's our chief ally in the war for democracy. This is the guy who's announced he's likely to cancel next year's elections. So you've got to wonder what the Biden administration thinks of this. We can't possibly continue to support Zelensky, that guy, after he said that, can we? Because in a clip less than 30 seconds long, he just blew up our entire rationale for supporting his side in the war. So we can't support him. Oh, of course we can. And we will. Here's Joe Biden from yesterday reaffirming America's unequivocal support for Ukraine.
No matter what happened in Russia, we, the United States, will continue to support Ukraine's defense and its sovereignty and its territorial integrity.
So to recap, we are currently fighting a war for democracy on behalf of a leader who just casually announced he's happy to end democracy, and our democracy-supporting leaders have no problem with that. In fact, they're strongly for it. Shocked? You shouldn't be. Of course they're for it. You should have seen this coming. Wars for democracy always cancel democracy in the process. That's why our leaders love them. And they all do it, even the virtuous leaders. Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus. The British government under Winston Churchill threw an entire opposition party into prison and let them rot for the duration, in some cases with their families. So in a war for democracy, you can do anything. Imagine what a man might do who has fewer principles. If that man, say, ran Ukraine, he might seize churches, arrest priests, ban all criticism of himself, disappear his political opponents. And that's happening. Just last month, Zelensky threw a man called Gonzalo Lira into prison indefinitely for the crime of daring to write about the Ukrainian government in unflattering ways. Now, what's interesting, what separates this from other such cases, is that Lira is an American citizen. So Joe Biden, who is quite a bit of SWAT, as they say in Ukraine, could have freed Gonzalo Lira within hours. But he didn't. He didn't want to. He didn't say a word about it. He remains in prison tonight. So that makes you wonder, what's the real motive here? When normal people see war, they see death and destruction, sadness and suffering. But that's not what demagogues see. They understand it differently. They know that war means power, mostly for them. During wartime, everything they do can be justified. War is the gravest of all emergencies. Imagine the COVID lockdowns times 1,000 plus drones. Once war breaks out, politicians become gods with the power of life and death. So in a peaceful democracy, you have to debate your political opponents in public, and that's tiresome. But in a war for democracy, you can just throw them in jail or have them executed. You can see that many in Washington are looking forward to that moment. And that may be why they so fervently support Joe Biden, even many Republicans, against a potential opponent, the only opponent who opposes the war in Ukraine. If you were to end the war, their power would evaporate. Last week, a whistleblower produced WhatsApp messages from Hunter Biden, proving that, at the very least, his father knew about his influence peddling businesses abroad and probably participated in them. Quote, "I'm sitting here with my father," Hunter Biden wrote to his Chinese partners demanding money. As much as anything reported about the Bidens over the last several years, this was the smoking gun. There it is, right there, in the message. That would have been enough to cripple a normal president. It would have been more than enough to keep a normal president from running for office again. But it had virtually no effect on Joe Biden. Most media outlets ignored it completely or tried to spin Biden's relationship with his son as some kind of moral victory. Quote, "The real meaning of the Hunter Biden saga, as I see it," wrote Nick Kristof of the New York Times, "isn't about presidential corruption, but is about how widespread addiction is and about how a determined parent with unconditional love can sometimes reel a child back." He actually wrote that. And if you doubt it, you should know that view was common. Here's the take from ABC.
The Hunter Biden story, the scandal, the this, the that, it's also the story of a father's love. And Joe Biden has never and will never give up on his son, Hunter, and will never treat him lesser than. And so he is a father first. Take it or leave it.
So a whistleblower produces a text message showing that Joe Biden was in the room with his son when his son was selling influence to an enemy power, the Chinese government. And ABC's take on it, Joe Biden is a father first. Take it or leave it. What accounts for a response like that? Well, that's the way you talk when you've got nothing to fear from an upcoming presidential election. You don't even bother to think of an excuse for your candidate because you don't need to. Your country has electronic voting machines. Joe Biden got 81,282,916 votes in 2020, and you're pretty sure he can do it again. In fact, you know he can. You're not worried. But actually, they should be a little worried. The people who control Joe Biden, Susan Rice, and the rest, know they can continue to run our government, writing the press releases, formulating the policies, and they can do it effectively forever, as long as Joe Biden gets dressed in the morning. And of course, that's their strong preference. These are fervent opponents of change. But the one thing these people cannot control is aging. Joe Biden is old. He's 80 now. He'll be 85 at the end of the next term. People imagine that old age is a long, predictable progression from acuity to permanent unconsciousness. But often that's not at all how it actually works. When old people start to slide, they tend to slide fast. Joe Biden has begun that descent. Here he was yesterday.
And here's what she wrote to me, and I quote, "You can imagine my joy." She called them right away, and the next day they sent someone out to survey her yard. As Beth wrote, "This is the best thing that's happened to rural America since the Rural Electrification Act brought electricity to farms in the 30s and 40s. End of quote.
End of quote.
You aren't supposed to hear that. Joe Biden read the stage directions out loud. That's like eating the garnish that comes with your entree. You're supposed to know not to do that. Joe Biden no longer does. In a year or two, he will be gone completely, and there will be no hiding it. At that point, the Democratic Party will face a secession problem. If Joe Biden is reelected next year and then forced to leave office during his term due to disability or death, that means Kamala Harris will become president of the United States. And nobody wants that, not even her husband. In real life, nobody likes Kamala Harris. That's not an attack on her. In fact, it's possible to feel pity for someone who's so universally reviled. It is instead an observation of unchanging physical reality like gravity or photosynthesis. Nobody wants Kamala Harris to be president. No one will benefit if she becomes president. So logic suggests there's going to be a change. It's going to have to be somebody else. And whoever that person is going to have to enter the race soon, before the election, after Biden drops out. Who could that person be? We don't know, obviously. This is all just guessing. But we do know whoever that is will have to have two essential criteria. He'll have to be as shallow, ruthless, and transactional as Joe Biden is. And he'll need to have flattery skills that are so polished and advanced they'd be considered superior even in the Saudi royal court. And there's only one man in modern America who fits that description, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and perhaps not coincidentally, Joe Biden's new closest friend. "I am here, Mr. President," Newsom told Biden at an event the two did together.
Holy fuck. Could you see that? Could you see that? Newsom, the president of the United States. He's got California so fucked up, man, it ain't funny. Wow. Anyway, besides that. All right, I got one more little clip we're going to flip, and then we're going to answer them phone calls, so we're going to get talking about this. Sports is live, what it was. You know, it ain't anymore. I mean, it's been retaken over. I mean, you know, we got that freedom, but nah, didn't last long. They came back and took it. Anyway, here's one. Throw at you. Here you go.
To the young, I would whisper that the... If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. B. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Here at Crazy Nation Radio, we think of everything for you. We think of hard times and things not going good for you to sit back, meditate, and pray to something, whether it's a rock, a wall, car, van, SUV, wave runner, yacht, boat, inflatable boat, anything like that. Anyway, there you go. That's the end of that. So anyway, yeah, Paul Harvey had it, man. So Paul Harvey had it. So I'm going to crank open the phone lines. Let's see what the other people I say like Paul Harvey. Yeah, what's up, Gunn and Mikey?
Paul Harvey. And didn't he say that for the rest of the story or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, on his radio show. That one didn't have it, I don't think. That was in.
That is, the guy, isn't any one of the guys in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame? I mean, really. That's how good that guy was at what he did.
Yeah. I mean, he just read stories on the radio is what he did. That was his thing, you know. But, yeah. But he was good at it. Everybody liked him. I mean, he did one. He did a story about a guy that robbed a restaurant. He broke into it, and, I mean, it was in right near, by close to me. But it's in Arkansas, you know, across the line. And, anyway, the guy got caught out in the parking lot all night long, stuck out in the parking lot all night long because his shirt was hung up in the cash register. He couldn't get out of it. Yeah, ain't that crazy? Yeah. So
that's kind of stupid. Your shirt hanging up in the cash register and you can't get out of it?
I get that was a story. That's why he did it, I guess, because it's so unbelievable, you know, how fucking stupid people are. You know what I mean?
Well, play that last, let me see, where is it? Goddamn. Let me get this one here. You want to see some fucking stupid-ass people or some comments from some stupid-ass people, play this fucking clip right here. Now, granted, this group of girls is blonde, but holy Toledo. I knew blondes are kind of dingy in the head.
Are you talking about the BLM nutbag as shooter Philadelphia?
No, the one I just put in there just a second ago.
Okay.
About guns and, you know, gun control or shit like that. But you ought to hear the comments from these fucking people live on the air right there. I'm going, boy, you're never going to cure stupid. Never going to cure stupid.
Well, her husband can't have a gun because she doesn't what?
Yes.
Show me. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
it is. Someone with a gun. Okay. Okay.
We can play that other one, too. That's pretty damn good. Boy, oh, man. Show you about
more
mental illness. Fucking people.
Oh, yeah.
At first.
What does Bill Engvall say, gun? You can't fix stupid. No, that's not Bill Engvall. That's what's his name? The guy that drinks whatever, this comedian. He say, one of his, you can't fix stupid.
Ron White.
Right?
Ron White.
Ron White.
The comedian, Ron White,
And it's true, it's true. You can't fix stupid. How are you going to fix stupid?
No.
Just
can't.
Like with that top video. How are you going to fix this severe mental illness? How are you going to fix it? I don't think you can.
No.
I mean, these people are crazy. They've gone, there's no hope for them. There's no hope for them. I hate to say that, but there's not, you know? That's insane.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's fucking crazy.
Crazy.
All right, John, hang on a second. I'm trying to pull this shit up.
Oh, you missed that, Lori.
Okay. No, that's all right. I'm pulling this video up here, man. This clip. All right. Come on, motherfucker.
Fellas.
Can you hear it?
The woman you're dating or married to ever says this to you, send her back to the streets immediately. Because she's going to get you and your family killed. Fellas, if a woman you're dating or married to ever says this to you, send her back to the streets immediately. Because she's going to get you and your family killed.
You said you'd prefer a guy who does self-defense using other methods. Are we talking like with his...
not like that. I just mean, like, I think a gun is a bit extreme. Like, if, like, because most people would argue, like, for a legally obtained firearm in, like, a circumstance of self-defense. Like, if someone breaks into your home, like most people would argue for that. I'm just saying, like, I personally would prefer a different... I don't know.
Let's say you find a great guy.
This great guy, I'm like, where is he?
He's coming. You find a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to marry you.
Okay.
You guys get married. Would you prefer he defends you against home invaders with a gun or with his fists?
It would depend on what the home invader has in his hand.
Mm-hmm. You can't decide that.
Yeah.
Like, that is
so.
Not up to
you.
You
never know.
Or if
you
there's more than one. If there's more than one.
There's five home invaders. All of them don't have weapons. They're ready to throw down with their fists against your husband. Would you prefer he has his hands or a gun?
Hands.
You don't want... He's
I don't
get
want
the
them
shit.
Dying
he's
if they're just the coming into my house.
What if after they kill him, they want to you? Wouldn't you want him to have a gun in that instance?
Whoa, I didn't think they were going to kill him.
Well, I mean, they're home invaders. If he's going to fight them...
Just because you invade someone's home doesn't mean you're going to kill him.
So let me get this straight. Someone breaking into someone's home is not extreme. But someone using a gun in self-defense against five people who broke into your home to beat you to death, that is extreme. The unmitigated goal of someone who expects you to put your life on the line to protect their life, telling you you can't use a gun to do it. Imagine Joe Biden telling his Secret Service detail they can only use double-barrel shotguns to protect him.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun.
They'd laugh at him. And then hand him a sippy cup and some of Nancy Pelosi's ice cream and tell him to F off. And that's the president of the United States of America. Tell me you've lived an insanely privileged life without telling me you lived an insanely privileged life. That's the only thing that I could possibly think of that can explain this level of bleeding heart sympathetic insanity. What's even more messed up is when she said this.
There's five home invaders. All of them don't have weapons. They're ready to throw down with their fists against your husband. Would you prefer he has his hands or a gun?
Hands.
You don't want... He's
I don't
get
want
the
them
shit,
dying if they're
the
just coming into my house.
Once again, I'm telling you, fellas, run as far and away from a woman like this as fast and as far as you can, because she is so ideologically driven by her hatred of firearms that she will be more worried about the lives of the five guys coming to beat you to death than she is about your life. Like, I want you to really understand what she's saying here. She's saying that she wants to fight for your life between criminals that just broke into your house to be a fair fight. Actually, that's not even a fair fight. It's 5-1. And she's saying this.
I don't want them dying if they're just coming into my house.
She would have more compassion for the criminals breaking into her home than she would her own husband. This is a sickness. Something is wrong with her. She's acting like we're talking about five Jehovah's Witnesses coming to fellowship with her. We're talking about criminals breaking into your home, and you're talking about what they have in their hands. You can tell she has never experienced any type of violence in her life because she doesn't understand the damage that can be done with hands and feet. In 2019, 600 people died from hands, fists, and feet. That's over two times the number of people who were killed with a rifle or shotgun. The crazy thing is, she says she prefers a different method versus a gun. Like what? A bat or a knife? You want to talk about a brutal way of killing someone that's also incredibly ineffective and inefficient when it comes to self-defense? Have you seen someone getting beat to death by a bat or stabbed to death by a knife? If you don't have the stomach to shoot someone, you definitely do not have it in you to beat or stab someone with a bat or knife. Because I promise you, those two ways are way more vicious. But who are we fooling? She's so privileged and naive, the thought of her actually defending her life never even crosses her mind. In her mind, if she ever needs protection, her crash test dummy of a husband or boyfriend would throw his life away because she's too morally superior to let him use a gun to protect her life. The thing that's most disturbing about this is that there are a lot of people who think like her. Just look at some of the comments in the comment section. I agree with the blonde about the home invasion question. If you own a gun, it's more likely a family member will become a victim of homicide or commit suicide than there to be a home invasion. As someone who had a family member, a teenager, kill themselves with a legally obtained gun that was safely secure in a lockbox, I would prefer a husband without a gun in my house with my child. There are many other weapons and forms of security. I have a security system, and I feel much safer with that in door locks than guns in my household. I'm sorry, but you kind of have to laugh at this naivete in order to not go crazy. Because the idea that you think an alarm system and a lock on your door is going to keep you safe is pure insanity. It's insane. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call hoplophobia or the fear of firearms. And yes, this is a real thing. Site Times defines hoplophobia as the irrational fear of firearms. Someone experiencing this mental disorder may endure very intense bouts of anxiety as a result of their fear. Their fear of guns may influence their opinions on society as well. For instance, people with this condition may blame guns as being the reason for why people commit murders and other atrocities, as opposed to blaming the psychological health of the individual. What this all boils down to is that some people will always see themselves as potential victims capable of protecting themselves. So where you see your gun ownership as a way to protect yourself, they see your gun as a potential way to harm them. So they want you to be as weak as they are in order to make them feel better about their safety. And they do this by voting for policies and laws that make everyone equally weak, only to realize they are now in more danger because policies and laws only work on people who are willing to obey them. Now, those people who don't obey laws, criminals, are now the only people with the guns. Speaking of only people, make sure you're not the only person who's not part of my YouTube membership. YouTube membership is a great way for people to continue supporting what we do here on the channel for the Second Amendment, and it has three groups. You have the PPLife, you have the militia, and you also have the ammosexuals. Each of those groups have their own specific perks and benefits. And also, I personally, on my own, outside of that, we'll be doing giveaways that are exclusive to my members in those groups. So if you're interested in learning more, put a link in the description section of this video. And speaking of ammosexuals, make sure you head over to shop.mrcoleonnoir.com and get your ammosexual merch today. Guns aren't political. That's why I need your help getting this message to spread on YouTube by clicking the thumbs up button, leaving a comment to let me know what you think of the video, then subscribing to the channel. But most importantly, click that bell symbol. For products featured in this video, click the links in the description.
Okay, let's sell product. I get the point he was talking about, but there again, he was in the money, part. Man.
That chick is stupid. And you just can't fix that.
Fuck no.
You're going to have your home invaded and you don't want to have a gun.
Yeah. You want to take a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, you don't want the invaders to be hurt now. You heard that?
No, because they can sue you for it, probably.
You know. Oh yeah, and they can sue you for it. You know.
He gave her the out, and he said, "Well, let's just pose a scenario and say, well, what if none of these invaders have guns? You know."
But they got baseball bats and hammers.
Baseball bats and hammers, or screwdrivers, or something like that. When I first got my CHL, a concealed handgun license, back in '95, the class was taught by a Dallas firearms instructor. Okay, 40-year veteran. I mean, he was around there for a long time. You know what he said? Shoot them until they're dead. Shoot them until you run out of ammo. Whichever comes first.
Yeah.
Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And that's been, that was 95, so it hasn't changed. You shoot the fucking kill. Okay.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
Stop the fucking threat. At whatever
cost. Stop the threat. That's it. Stop the threat. You know, then it gets about people that, you know, that stop these fucking convenience store robberies and restaurant robberies and shit. You know, they have a gun,
They want to ask you to try and shoot them in the leg or shoot them in the arm and whatever. And it's like, okay. I mean, whereas you're trained to shoot center mass, right? I mean, think about it. You're trying to shoot at a small profile of a thing where you can take a shot at somebody's body. That's a bigger profile, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, why don't you just try to shoot them in the leg? You almost have to be a sniper to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, did that Allen police officer up there in Allen, Texas, at that mall shooting, did he shoot him in the leg or shoot him in the foot or shoot him in the arm? He shot him right in the eye, right in the head, headshot.
Well, he had to neutralize the threat right away. Right.
Neutralize the threat.
Yeah. Yep. It depends on the situation. You know what? I got a clip here I want to check out. I kind of got curiosity got me on this a little bit. But I want to take this up. This is a... apparently, Ted Cruz snapping at fucking Pence. I want to hear this. I'm just out of curiosity. So let's roll this clip for a minute.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Welcome to each of the witnesses. Professor Mueller, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 3 of the Constitution provides that the President of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, open all the certificates and the votes shall then be counted. The 12th Amendment likewise provides the very same text. The President of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, open all the certificates and the votes shall then be counted. Why, in your judgment, do you believe the framers gave that responsibility to the President of the Senate and to the House and Senate?
Thank you, Senator. So I think in terms of considering the separation of powers, there was understandably the goal of not to have Congress choose the president, but there also had to be some resolution of who was the president and some determination of the counting. And I think, as far as I recall from Madison's debates at the convention, the notion was that this would largely be a ministerial task, and to the extent that any disputes arose, it was not something that was on the minds of those at the convention. But undoubtedly, very early on, it was recognized that there was going to have to be these actors that were involved, and by the time the 12th Amendment was enacted, it fell to the presiding officer of this joint session, which was the president of the Senate, to sort of handle the ministerial tasks. And by 1804, it was recognized Congress counted the votes. And it wasn't until the mid-19th century that we started to have real problems about resolving those disputes. But at the very least, to the extent that Congress was this body, this federal body, that would typically handle political questions for its own members, it seems like an appropriate analog that to the extent there were disputes to the president, it would handle them in that joint session together to the extent that any disputes arose.
So do you believe that there was any judgment or discretion expected of either Congress or the vice president in that process?
There was, in my judgment, there was no discretion for the vice president, the president of the Senate. There was suggestions in a debate that happened in Congress in 1800 that there might have to be some questions about what happened during the counting of electoral votes and some discretion that Congress might have. And that's been a pretty narrowly defined rule, especially over the years as we trust the state courts and the states to resolve the process. Very rarely has Congress been involved in relitigating those questions. And so it has had a role and recognized a role in the past, a narrow one when it comes to resolving those controversies that come to Congress.
So as everyone here knows, the election of 2020 was extraordinary in many respects. And as I analyze the approach Trump should be to that situation, I looked at the precedent. And to my mind, the most applicable precedent is the election of 1876. As you know, in the election of 1876, that was the race between Rutherford B. Hayes and Samuel Tilden. And that, much like 2020, was a hotly contested race. There was serious disagreements, and in particular, there were serious allegations of voter fraud from three different states, from Florida, from Louisiana, and South Carolina. A total of four states, Florida, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Oregon, submitted two slates of electors. And so Congress, exercising what you described as the judgment and discretion given it by the framers, had to resolve what to do. In 1876, Congress didn't throw its hands in the air and say, well, there are serious allegations of fraud, but we are helpless. We are simply ministerial clerks, so we can't assess this. Instead, Congress did something very different. Congress, as you know, appointed what it called an election commission. Commission was a unique creature in constitutional law and in our nation's country, in that it consisted of five senators, five House members, and five Supreme Court justices. And that election commission, in turn, was empowered to assess the evidence of voter fraud, to make conclusive determinations that, in turn, would go forward and determine who would be the next president. Do you believe Congress made the right decision in 1876, establishing the Election Commission to assess the claims of voter fraud?
It's a very hard question. I think in that era, there was no Electoral Count Act, and Congress didn't know how to resolve a dispute between the chambers which was going to arise. And so this was their tie-breaking mechanism to create this commission. And at the end of the day, the commission actually said and actually concluded by an 8-7 vote that it was not in its purview to go behind the returns, as the framing was, to investigate the alleged fraud that happened in places like Florida. The goal was to say, what is the true result that comes out of the state? And after that, Congress enacted the Electoral Count Act and has abided by it every 4 years. And on January 3rd, with unanimous consent, the concurring resolution from Congress said, we're going to by these procedures. And in my judgment, that is the much more sensible approach, since 1876 was not the best approach, and it was the approach that should have guided what Congress was doing on January 6th, 2021.
Well, and I agree that the 1876 election was the predicate and in many ways impetus for the Electoral Count Act and attempting to codify a process for dealing with disputes elections. I continue to believe it would have been a better approach for Congress in the 2020 election to have followed the precedent from 1876 and to have appointed an election commission. There are a large percentage of Americans who still have deep doubts about the veracity of the election, and I think it would behoove both parties to have a serious substantive examination on the merits of those claims. Congress didn't go down that role, and one of the consequences of that now is we continue to have deep divisions in this country.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Cruz, and thank you for allowing me to go first. I am not a big fan of the 1876 election. I wouldn't have been able to vote, for one thing. I'm going to...
I'm pretty sure you weren't alive then.
That's true, but I'm just trying to, you know, a bit of a perspective. So I'm going to fast forward to the present and just ask Senator King is fine on questions. This has been an incredibly productive hearing and thoughtful hearing on good questions on everyone's part. Mr. Gore, some experts have argued that because the bipartisan bill describes the governor's certification of electoral votes as conclusive, a court could not review evidence that the governor's certification was incorrect and order a revision. Do you agree that the state and federal court should have authority to review the governor's certification and that any court orders amending the certification should be conclusive when Congress counts electoral votes?
Yes.
Okay. You want to say anything more?
I'm happy to elaborate on that, Senator. Those mechanisms already do exist, as I've mentioned before, for state courts and federal courts to conduct judicial review of a governor's action or inaction with respect to a certificate. The Reform Act modernizes that practice by creating the expedited federal judicial review provision and also clarifying that Congress will accept a revised certificate issued under the order of a state or federal court.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Ambassador, you've expressed concerns that mandatory appeal of election-related claims from a three-judge panel directly to the Supreme Court could force the court to decide cases that it would just otherwise not take up. Can you elaborate on why you think that mandatory Supreme Court review could be problematic?
Reasonable minds can disagree on the
question. Have you seen on this committee?
I wish every American could see both what goes on this committee and the bipartisan start that we have here.
Yes.
Now it's up to the committee in a bipartisan way to move it forward. I think reasonable minds can disagree on the mandatory requirement for appeal. I know some feel very strongly about this. The case for mandatory appeal includes having the closure of the Supreme Court resolving things, not letting it linger on the docket. Those who feel otherwise believe that there's an adequate judicial review mechanism here. And as is typically the case with the Supreme Court, it's...
Well, anyway, I'm going to stop that there. This guy, they're fucking talking bullshit. I don't see where Penn's at. I mean, where the fuck? Anyway, I didn't want to listen to these bullshitters. Anyway. I see Rob Suzette stood up, I think, one of the two. And, of course, we got everybody else rolled in. Server and Robert and everybody, so that's cool.
Never mind. That still doesn't belabor the fact that they knew they did wrong by the fact that they changed the rule.
They do it all the time.
They basically made the vice president a ceremonial role. You know? Taking the ability for the vice president to question and change these electors off the board.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's what they did.
Well, yeah. It didn't work out anyway. It didn't matter, you know. It was rigged. I mean, there's no other way around it. The election was fucking rigged, man.
And here's the other thing.
You just, I cannot be convinced that it was a legitimate election.
No.
I can't see it. I'm sorry.
I mean, look,
I cannot.
There's several
I can't see that.
Questions. Yeah, there's several questions about this election, that election that just doesn't jive with me. How could a racist white man, Biden, poopy pants, get more black votes than the first black president? Okay.
That's exactly. Exactly. And how is it that he got more votes than any president ever? You
right.
See, that don't fucking jive with me, man. I'm sorry.
I mean, look,
there ain't we live in a country of fucking morons. That's
only
thing I could.
If that election was above board, was fair, then that whole thing about who got the most votes ever in the history of presidential elections would be Trump, because I think at the time when everything went down, he had 75 million votes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If you think about that, you know, it was two reasons. They wanted Biden in there, number one. Number two, they didn't want Trump to have, you know, that many votes, to have that much of a mandate.
Well, but they kept it close. You know what I mean? They did. They didn't make it look right. You know what I'm saying? It was a complete act. I mean, this is a movie. It's all fucking
that is, right. And think about this. They're on the way, that this whole releasing this tape about these documents, this audio tape about this these documents about Trump documents and stuff, that's them trying to interfere in a 2024 election.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's a funny thing. You don't hear too many people really bitching about it. I mean, there's just not enough. It's like it never happened. That's my feeling. You know what I mean? Because it is bullshit.
Yeah,
it's all bullshit. Everybody knows that Biden has weaponized the fucking DOJ and the FBI. They're all in his. They work for him, and that's it. That's all there is to it. They do what he's to do. You go fuck Donald Trump, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to fuck Donald Trump. That's their job. That's what they're paid to do. Fuck people.
So everything they're doing to fuck Donald Trump is blowing up in their face, right? It may take time.
But it don't matter. Mike. It don't matter. Don't you get it? It don't matter. It's okay
for
them to
do
this. Yeah.
The thing is, we
know it's not right, you know, but they think so.
Yeah, they have to know that they're not, whoever they put up against Trump, they're not going to win. They have to know that, right? Because
they're already rigging the election. The question is, what virus is going to hit us? What major catastrophe is going to hit before the election? COVID was the one first. That was their first weapon to fucking fix it. That worked out perfect. People couldn't go in to vote, so they control voting by fucking mail-in votes. You know, I mean, you look at the plot. You see how the plot unravels. I mean, you got to really look at the whole situation. You know, and then all of a sudden now he's the fucking hero and he saved more lives because of COVID and everything, the injections, which is killing people too, and that's okay. You know, people are dying from the fucking injections, so, well, okay. You know, the drug wasn't even tested. It wasn't even experimented with, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden it can cure COVID, and it ain't doing shit, you know?
But the thing about it is you've got a guy who I agree with Dan Maggio. Trump's threat level is high. In terms of somebody trying to get to him and do something to him, you know, and possibly assassinate him. Things are going so bad right now for these people that they're almost to the point of where they're going to have to think about assassinating their guy, because they can't, you know, this judge in Florida that's going to probably end up
dismissing the case in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with these documents, they're going to have nothing with all these election cases. And if they try to go, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the case in Washington, D.C., and who knows what type of judge they get here. They're going to try and go after him because he has a house in he has Badminster. They're going to try and go after him in New Jersey. Okay?
Right.
So
right.
Who knows what type of judge he's going to get there, you know? So, and if everything fails, what do they have left? You know?
Yeah, they can try. Here's the thing. All this shit, why is it they can fuck with you, but you can't turn around and fuck with them back? Can you think somebody should go to jail for this bullshit, trying to play this bullshit game? You know, but it never happens. Never happens. You know, this is completely what this is. Why was this shit brought up when Trump was running for fucking office before? Why wasn't it brought up? Also now, you know, 10 fucking years later, you got some bullshit on him. 37 felony fucking indictments against him. You know, are you fucking serious? This is a motherfucking joke. You know,
yeah,
it's all to disturb this election. They don't want them in there. I get it. I get that. But the point, anyway, yeah, I'm off topic and subject I was trying to get into. But anyway, yeah, it's all bullshit. But that's what they do, and they can do it. Look at Hunter Biden. He doesn't pay his goddamn taxes. He gets smacked on the wrist. Okay. You, me, or anybody else on this show, fuck, you're looking at prison, motherfucker. You're going down the camp fed. That's where you're going. That's the fuck, you know. Yeah. No, don't fuck with their money stealing. Don't fuck with that. Don't disturb the money fucking robbing. You know, income tax. The fucking crime of the century. You know. But anyway, besides that, anyway, the whole point of our topic tonight is the 4th of fucking July. Everybody had a good 4th of July and had fun for whatever reason. You know, burning shit up like cold money, which I consider it now, burning up money. You know, we got our independence, right? You know. Yes, that's right. It could be a life sentence. That's right, man. Absolutely. You know, conservative. I don't want to say the whole word, but conservative. Let's go that part. But, yeah, exactly. You do a life sentence for something that little fucker's done. They've done a lot more. A lot more. They should have like 3,000 fucking indictments against both of them fuckers. You know what I mean? And the family members. It's the whole family. Look here, little Hunter. You know, you got to take care of the family. You know, you got to fuck around, you know. Yeah, Robert, I'm sorry. I'm high on drugs, man. I smoke marijuana, and I like it. I like it a lot, but anyway. Fucking with you. But, yeah. It is a total fucked up deal here. Like I said before, I've been saying it for 15 years I've been doing this show. It's okay for them, but it ain't okay for you. And that's a fact. It is okay for them, according to them. I mean, they're the rulers. They're looking, you got it, Robert. But that's the thing. Your name's easy to remember. I remembered it, but I'm kind of blanking ahead. It's been a busy day for me. But anyway, because I have a big service company that I have to run to. And 4th of July is a big fucking day for us. So I had to be here on location. But anyway, they just want you to sit back and watch it. Sit back and take the ride to watch this bullshit go down. What are you going to do? Vote it out? Fuck no, that don't work anymore. Them days are over. You know, they want to track down every goddamn thing you do, everywhere you fucking go. Every time you take a shit, they want to know how many fucking slices of fucking toilet paper you used. That's how it is. They want to know everything. That is called schizophrenia. Schizoid. You know what I'm saying? Narcissism. I mean, all kinds of crazy, retarded shit. You know, your country's going broke as a motherfucker. You keep jacking up the credit line. And then, you know, but you got the country fucking open to spend money. You're fighting a fucking war. You have no one being first goddamn place. Then now you got fucking homeless people like a motherfucker. You got the economy completely fucking crippled. You know, and a lot of people don't see it. They don't fucking see it. And people don't care anymore. People simply don't give a fuck. I driving down the road, you got to, I mean, it's like you're damn, you're do a fucking battle to protect your shit, you know? People just don't care any fucking more. Fuck the law. Fuck any rules. You know, I mean, I don't have no, I'm not into the rules or laws, but common sense is the main thing. Right's right, wrong's wrong. That's all there fucking is to it. There's no other way around that. You gotta take a look at this. Because if you don't, then you're a fucking dumb fuck. Then you, that happened to me. That's the other ones I like. Well, why the fuck did that happen to me? You probably caused it. I mean, accidents happen, don't get me wrong. But a lot of times it's stupidity. Straight up fucking dumbass shit. So, you know, a buddy of mine called me tonight, told me he stole a lot of his truck. Totaled it. And the simple fact was, he was trying to drink a cup of fucking water. He wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. Fuck side of a cliff. Didn't kill him, told his truck out, you know, so craziness. Anyway, let's bring this caller in. I knew this is, it's got to be California.
Wow.
People still live in California. Is California even still a state?
Wow.
I think this caller, don't mind.
And they want it.
Who's that?
They want
Rob.
To take in California.
To the rest of
What's
the
that?
Nation.
Hang on, Mike.
And they want for California to the rest of the nation having idiot from the idiot governor over there become the president of the United States.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, you won't
Why
be an idiot
not?
Then. You won't be the idiot then. You'd be kissing his ring.
Yeah, it probably, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, guys.
Well, the problem with that is I don't think Biden's going to step. They want Biden to step aside. They want him to quit. And he ain't quitting.
Well, no, he ain't. He's got that new earpiece in his ear, so they're talking to him so he can talk to us.
Well, yeah, exactly. You have to. You know, that's a program.
Right,
it's a program
to
monkey.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the front man. He's always been the front man. That's all he is. You know, it's like, you know,
well, that's what
the right hand's not looking at the left
people
hand.
Thought so.
You know. Yeah, yeah. They were just as fucked up, too, you know.
Well,
come on, man. If they drug people so bad. But there again, there's a lot of fucking things you've got to look at here. You know, COVID was one of them things. That was, I believe that COVID was the one fucking cover they used to fucking win this election. But people ain't paying attention to the fucking election. They're paying attention to COVID and dying. You know what I'm saying? They're going to look at that a lot more close than the
bullshit.
Fucking election. Fuck that. So they could do whatever they wanted behind our backs, you know?
Well,
it was brought up. Oh, no,
let's
see here.
There's a little known thing that's happening, first off, Biden got us back into the WHO, all right? But there's a thing that they want to take away our medical sovereignty, our body sovereignty, by giving the right for, if the WHO says you got, there's another virus that comes, and the WHO says you got to take a shot, you know, they want the WHO to have the last laugh, the last word on whether or not you here in America get a shot or not. And not your local people, not yourself, not, you know, that type of stuff. So, yeah, what Ben Franklin said about it when he came out of the signing of the Constitution and they asked him, what kind of country have you given us? He said, a republic, if you can keep it.
Yeah, if you can. Well, like Robert said in the chat room, COVID was a test to see if they could get away with it and we'll try it again. That's true. I believe so. I think, and also COVID was also a test mechanism of a control system, controlling people, make them do what you want them to do. One is get the shot. Well, number one is actually the mask. Make sure you put that fucking mask on. And people went along with it. You seen video clips of fucking man? You got to wear the mask. You can't come in this month. You know? And people jumped right on that bandwagon. In reality, came found out it was worthless. Fucking worthless. The masks were fucking worthless.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, it's more dangerous to wear a mask like the whole time. But I'm saying, compared to a doctor wearing it for 2 or 3 hours, because you're breathing in carbon dioxide. You're trying to get rid of it from your body, but instead you're sucking it right back in. So I can see where that could be a fucking problem. You know what I mean? But they weren't looking at that. I mean, you know, almost caught blindsided. They blindsided it. You know, I'm fucking, as soon as it started going around, I made jokes about it. I didn't give a fuck. If it kills me, fuck it. So may it happen. Anyway, it kind of stopped me for a minute. Wait a minute. Like 9/11, wait a minute. You know, I believed it in the very beginning of it. Then I said, wait a minute. You know, I think you look back and see what the fuck's up, you know. Exactly, Robert. You got it. Along with the germs, you realize, I mean, about the carbon dioxide and shit. And whatever else shit you're trying to get through your filtering system. You know, your lungs are your filter. Keep you going. But, you know, yeah, man, it's just, and they get by with it. It's no big fucking deal. Nobody gives a fuck. It goes to Congress, to the House, whatever. It sits in idols for 4 or 5 fucking years, so it's done and over. Then they want to fucking do something about it. Not during the time it's happening. You know, let's see that, good God almighty. And it's all done for a reason. There's a purpose for this. Drag it out, you know. Mm-hmm. Like Hillary Clinton said, the famous quote that she said, you know, deny and lie, lie and deny. That she said, lie and deny. That's it. Be a good Democrat by lie and deny.
And you see, the optimum thing for the government is for this judge, the judge in Florida, to postpone the case until later, right?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen. Yeah, fucking right. That is exactly what's going to happen. It ain't going to be a 120-day speedy trial deal. You know what I mean? I would have filed it.
Right.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Think about it this way. But, again, this place in Florida, this Fort Pierce, Florida, where this courthouse is going to be, first off, this is a judge that was appointed by the saint, by Trump, and they don't like that, all right?
Right.
Okay. This is a place in Florida. It's Fort Pierce. I call it Fort MAGA. It's the most MAGA place in Florida, probably the most MAGA place in the United States. Their beaches opened up, you know. So whatever jury pool is there is going to be very deferential to Trump. So
that's not the point, Mike. The point is the fucking file these charges and delay it until after the election's over. Then if the election's over, they'll just drop. But we're sorry. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. You can fucking see it.
Because
they don't have nothing. Bullshit they have is hearsay, which ain't worth a fucking court. It's not worth a fuck. I mean, if they will, email or this and that, you know, well.
Yeah, what I'm hearing, at least with this one judge, what I'm hearing is going to happen is this trial is going to take place, and it's going to take place probably in August. It's not going to be a continuance or whatever.
The only way they want a quick fucking conviction. Or think they can pull it, speed it up, and get a quick conviction so he can't run for shit. That would be something they might try to do. But I don't think so. I think they're going to do that. I think they're going to drag it on to why it's a pending case, and, you know, it's going to be bullshit. It's bullshit from the beginning. It's, you know, this is a whole fucking bullshit. This is stop him from running. That's simply what it is, man. Now, they'll throw anything at this motherfucker. They've done this in the past. Look at the past.
Yeah. And that leaked audio tape they have of him.
Right.
It can only come from one place, the DOJ. Jack Smith, this idiot, this idiot prosecutor, this special prosecutor, Jack Smith, or whatever the hell his name is. It could only come from one place. And there's also a great shot that this judge...
And has it been authenticated? Has that recording been authenticated? See what I mean? No, it hasn't.
It has been authenticated, but they can't authenticate whether or not he's the paper. You hear him ruffling papers around. They can't authenticate whether or not the papers that he's ruffling around are, or classified papers that
right.
Just normal papers, right?
See that so exactly. Like, they have no evidence, nothing. They're assuming. They're making assumptions. That's what they do. They like to make fucking assumptions.
Yeah, really. But there's a good shot that this judge is going to dismiss the case.
Don't hold your fucking breath. Depends how much money the motherfucker was paid.
Okay.
That all depends how much money the judge got paid. You know? You don't think Judge Ito didn't get fucking paid for the OJ trial? The fuck. That motherfucker's got 20 fucking buffets open right now. So, you know.
Anyway.
It's fucking nuts.
We will see.
But anyway, I've been trying to get this off for fucking the past hour and a half about the 4th of July. The day we're celebrating, the 4th of fucking July. You know, it was the independence from the British, you know, from England, all that shit, remember? But now we're under control of some other fucking people, which still is the English, I think. They still control it, you know. I mean, they own the Federal Reserve Bank, you know. They own the money. You know, you control the money, you control the people. And that's, there you go.
And see, this is how much we're controlled by China, right? This is how much we're controlled by China. Think about this. How do we usually celebrate the 4th of July? Fireworks, right? Where are fireworks made?
China.
Think about that. That's right. That's right.
Of course, everything else is too. Everything. You know, and it, you know, everybody, they worry about going to war with China. Don't even worry about that. Don't even fucking worry about that. Fuck that. Don't even worry about it. That ain't going to happen. We are the fucking bread and butter. We are their money maker. We are the money fuck pumping. We made them the fucking empire they are today. They don't want to cut their fucking vein off. Fuck that. You know, so.
Yeah, because they know that if they mess with us, we'll call in there. We'll say we're not paying our debts, and they're done. You know, they're done. Their economy, in fact, their economy. They don't want you to hear this, but their economy is in a bad way anyway. Particularly, the real estate over there in China is in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
I think. You know, it's like, they think, everybody thinks that China's economy is going great guns right now. I don't think so. Do you run?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think you can say that.
I don't think China ever had a really great economy. I mean, you know, they're a dictatorship.
You want to talk about fucking digital currency? That's the life they live.
That's the life they live.
Yep. Yeah.
Every day, yeah. Day fucking, in, day out.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
One, two, three.
Now, the dictator loves it. Hell, he loves it. He gets all the prizes.
He controls all the people, controls all the money, gets it all, give it to him, doesn't matter. Yeah, you're right, Robert, on that. Yeah, watch your neighbors, fuck it, let them spend their money. Last year, my grandkids, I spent $600 fucking dollars, you know, which my bill ain't a bunch of money, the fuck it ain't, to burn up. You know, I mean, I love my grandkids. My son was telling me he's going to go buy some tomorrow, you know, because it's going to be cheaper tomorrow, and it will be, because we try to liquidate that shit. And them tents will try to get rid of that inventory, you know. Always go the day after. That's when you get the best deals. But, you know, because it ain't cheap. Nothing's cheap anymore, man. And I've noticed driving around, I drop, you know, by these tents since they're up. Because there's only so many weeks of, you know, this time of the season. They can be open. They have so long to
stay home after the 4th of July.
It's only 2 weeks down here. 2 weeks down here.
Same thing here. But
you better go sit in your pipe and smoke it, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, just put that money in your pipe and then smoke it.
Exactly. Get something out of it. Fucking right, man, you know. Just put your popping bowl up in the fucking sky and paying money for it. Okay, that's great, but now I don't see. Let somebody else pay for it. They're dumb enough to pay for it. Because you're gonna put it this way: the only fucking pleasure you're getting is fighting the motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you really accomplished something. You're still looking for the same effect while you live it. You want to see what it's going to do, right? But if you go to all these other fucking cities and parks and towns, cities that have these fireworks displays every year, why the fuck spend the money? When you see the same thing, only thing you just don't get to light it. You know, should I get a fucking turn to go light a wick to light this bitch? You know, come on, man. That's, you know, wow. I'm not against being patriotic, but my point is the 4th of July. We got the 4th of July celebrated for independence. That's what we got, independence from the fucking English, right? So, but we don't have it anymore.
No.
We used to have it, but we don't have it anymore. So what are we fucking doing this for, you know? Does it make sense? No, it don't. It's commercialized. It turned into a money-making business. And the Chinese fucking jumped on it. Fucked it right. We'll put all these little kids and play with gunpowder, roll shit up, and fucking make it pop, and there you go.
No, yeah, of course, you know that. Hell, it doesn't cost me a penny either. I sat outside the door out here, and boom. I mean, hell, I don't need to go buy fireworks. Hell, I got to run outside the door here. Let everybody else spend it, you know? Three different directions.
Did you know, China's even came out with their own fucking airline now. They actually have, this is about 2 months ago. This is on CBS.
What is it, Chink? Chink Airlines?
I don't know.
Chink?
It's a shark clip. Let me play it. Let's check it out. See what it is. They own a ton of fucking farm country. You know, farmland is big time. And poor.
Welcome back to CBS Mornings, where we're talking about the newest economic battle between the world's largest economies. That would be the U.S. and China. It's taking place in the sky. A state-owned Chinese company that's developed a passenger jet, the C919, to challenge America's Boeing and Europe's Airbus jets. Now, China has never been able to make anything like a 737 before now. So how'd they do it? Chris Van Cleve has been digging into it. It's a CBS News investigation. Chris, good morning. It's like something out of a spy novel.
Good morning, Tony. It really is. It is a fascinating story, and critics say the development of this airplane is not only an effort to elbow Boeing out of the huge Chinese market, to gain access to U.S. technology that could benefit the Chinese military. This isn't just a new airliner. It's a growing threat to the U.S. economy that's poised to take off. The Chinese-built C919 is so important to the Chinese Communist Party, it's been called a source of national pride.
Aerospace is part of the game of nations.
John Ostrower, editor of the Air Current, has tracked the progress of the C919 for years.
The ability to design an airplane, it ultimately represents self-reliance, modernity, the desire to engage with the world.
It's been a top strategic goal for over a decade, a large, low-cost domestic airliner positioning China to one day capture one of the world's largest markets for jets, potentially costing the U.S. economy up to $1.5 trillion over the next 20 years.
I mean, you're talking about a market of about 8,000 airplanes, and if China wants a chunk of that, that fundamentally means fewer airplanes for Boeing and Airbus to deliver.
China unveiled the prototype to much fanfare, and after lengthy delays, the first completed C919 was finally delivered to a Chinese airline 4 months ago. If this national emblem of China looks a lot like an Airbus A320 or Boeing 737, that's by design, according to current and for national security officials like Matt Pottinger.
It really looks like a knockoff.
60% of the plane's components are the result of deals from America's top aerospace companies.
China has a lot of different varieties of ways of relieving people of their intellectual property.
The price of admission to China's market is steep.
If you want to sell stuff to 1.3 billion people in China, you're going to have to give us the blueprints or for your goods, or you're going to have to go into a joint venture with us where you're going to train our engineers, and this is what we call forced technology transfer.
The national security experts say there's another way China acquires American innovation, espionage.
Do you feel like they stole an airliner?
I don't feel that way. I think that's a fact.
Bill Evanina was America's top counterintelligence official when the Department of Justice exposed an intricate scheme targeting American aviation technology.
How strong is the link between Chinese espionage and the C-919?
It's directly related. The Chinese Communist Party can no longer say, we don't utilize our intelligence apparatus to conduct economic espionage. This is now proof that they do, and they've been very successful at it.
A 2019 CrowdStrike report revealed one major focus of Beijing's spycraft, components of the C-919. Evidence gathered by U.S. investigators and shared with CBS News shows Chinese intelligence officer Xu Yanjun used aliases, front companies, and false documents, as well as an intense hacking effort. One main target, a GE aviation engineer who specialized in jet engine design.
First process is what they do all the time, invite him over to China to give a speech, very benign. What does he do at GE? What are the types of unclassified things he's working on?
Xu's requests grew bolder, catching the attention of the FBI. Agents launched a sting directing the GE employee and listening to his communications as they planned to meet in person again. Speaking in Chinese, Xu asked him to bring his company laptop so Xu could look over the stuff. The employee assured him, I certainly will have the computer. 2 months later, Xu traveled to Belgium to meet the employee, but the FBI was waiting. He was brought to the U.S. to stand trial, and late last year, sentenced to 20 years.
It was monumental. It's the first time ever where we arrested, indicted, convicted in a jury, sentenced a known intelligence officer running a cell collecting aviation technology to benefit the civilian and military apparatus of the Communist Party of China.
Xu's sentencing memo reveals two Chinese state-owned companies involved in building the C-919 were the intended recipients of his spycraft.
Beijing's goals for its aerospace industry, it's not to just be one of a few competitors. It is to dominate the global space and drive its competitors out of business.
They not only want Boeing and Airbus out of China, they want them out of business.
Certainly. Alcatel, Marconi, Nortel. These are all Western companies in the space of making telecommunications equipment. Those companies don't exist anymore. They're dead. And Airbus and Boeing are on the kill list now.
The C-919 could fly its first passengers in China any day now, but it has not been approved by the FAA. So it's not likely that you will see it at U.S. airports in the foreseeable future. Notably, Boeing and Airbus declined comment for this story. In a statement, GE Aviation credited its advanced security systems and cooperation with the FBI for helping identify that Chinese spy.
Thank you, Chris. Good to have you here.
So there you go. Yeah, whatever they want, they're going to come and get it. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. We let them. We fucking let them. That's the sad part. We fucking let them.
Think about this. Think about this. What was it? Halfway through his first term, had this, what was the name of that company? Huawei? That was basically doing all this stealing of intellectual properties and all that stuff. And Trump hammered them and shut them down for a little bit. But then what happened when Biden got in there? They reactivated.
Yeah.
And all whatever charges that were against them were dropped.
No, well, you got to remember, when Biden took office, that big stack of fucking papers he had there, them books to fucking turn everything around, Trump did. Get rid of the wall, cut the cops off, fuck the military, fuck people.
Yep.
Executive order, yep. Cut Keystone Pipeline. Oh, yeah. Fuck American people don't need this oil. They don't need to work. I need to sell it for my friends. To give me a cut of the action. Everything he does has to be a cut in it for him. You know, he's like the darn Corleone. You know, he's the fucking mob boss. You got to pay him fucking tribute, you know, all the time. And, you know, and we all know about it. It's all over the fucking news. Everybody sees it. But what's being done about it?
Yep.
Nothing. Not a fucking thing. So what, that don't make no sense. Why is this not happening? Why are you not doing something about this to correct this problem? Instead, you continue to let it go on and on and on, and it's been going on. It's not stopped. They're still doing the same fucking thing they did to get him in the first place. Shit. Now, influential, fuck. Joe Biden didn't even know what the fuck he's saying. Influential, shit. We've been sold the fuck out. Not sold, sold out. I guarantee it. So whatever we American people do or whatever they know, then everything you do.
We've been sold out years ago. This ain't nothing new. This is goes back way back.
This is a big topping of the cake, though. This is a topping of the cake, though, gun, I'm telling you. Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is fucking insane shit.
But then, like I said, I'll present this question again. What is the answer? I only see two answers to this. You can either try to vote and hopefully Trump or somebody like him gets in 2024, or we get the guns out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me which one. I mean, everybody thinks they know so goddamn much. Tell me which one's going to solve this problem. You know, we're electricians, Ron. We solve mm-hmm. problems. We don't go in
yeah.
there and try to make problems. We solve problems.
All right.
Okay, what's the solution to this? All right. Guns or...
Yeah, it's a simple yeah. solution. It's easy.
It's a simple solution. Goddamn.
Right. Common sense is all it is. It's all it takes.
Well, let's try to go in there and vote this time and blah, blah, blah. Man, if voting really worked, they would have outlawed it a long time ago. Come on. Don't be fucking
yeah.
stupid.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, damn.
You ain't voting no motherfucker out no more.
What is going to take to stop these people? An ass whooping? A bullet in the head? What? What is going to take to stop
well,
these people?
Well, think about it. Let me throw this in your fucking pipe to smoke on. Think about it. You can't call the cops on Biden because he owns them. He's their
yeah.
boss.
He's their boss.
I mean, people don't realize that. That's why nothing's going down on this motherfucker. Because he's their boss.
Yeah.
He can make your life fucking miserable. He's the mob. He's the fucking syndicate. He runs the show, man. He ain't. Somebody is, you know. But, you know, and Hunter Biden gets to live like ever hell, wherever he fucking wants to live. That would be fucking sweet. I'm not against Hunter Biden. I'm really not against the guy. Hey, fuck, he's taking advantage of a situation, you know. Fuck, man, I'm going to live off the old man's bullshit. Fuck this. I'll suck this motherfucker dry. Why wouldn't you? Fuck. You know?
Well, but here's the deal. He's got how many people living off of him? He's got him. He's got Hunter. He's got Dr. Jill. He's got his brother, his sister, Ashley. You know?
Yeah, but they all worked for him. They all played a part.
Yeah, so what? Yeah.
Yeah, he had to get a form of money through somebody. He used everybody's family.
It could be 100 people sucking off that motherfucker. Right. He's got the money.
Yeah.
You got that kind of money? Hell yeah! I have 100 people sucking off of me. Fuck them. You know
well, you're sucking off of him. All you're working for him. Like I said,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
running money
is,
to these motherfuckers.
This
just claim to be a CEO of this big corporation, motherfucker. That's all you had to claim it. You got to do nothing, and I'll give you X amount of millions of fucking dollars, and I'll take my off the top. You know, like I said before, the motherfucker sent over, you know, $50 billion over to fucking Ukraine, and I said, well, but half of it came back to him because he made it. Here's, hey, man, look, here's the deal. I'll give you $25 billion, but I'm sending you $50, just send me the other half back to me. We're going to split. Exactly. I'm telling
and
you.
Ryan, and Ryan,
and hide it in a foreign fucking
I
account
think.
Somewhere.
And Ryan, he needs business. This is why I think he needs what business. We're talking about here is why I think
right.
people are going, well, the Democrats could just buy him out. You know, that's not going to happen. I don't know if the Democrats have the money to buy this son of a bitch out.
Sure they do.
You know?
Yeah, they can buy him out. Of course they can. Yeah, that ain't nothing
well,
to them. That ain't nothing. They're bigger than him, period.
Why would the Democrats buy their own Democrat out? That don't
exactly.
make sense.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to do that. Don't give me a break. You know, they're not going to do that
right.
shit.
Right. Hey, Rob's trying to say something. You got to speak
well,
up, Rob, over these guys.
Well, that, I know. I was just saying when Biden goes, well, son of a bitch, he was fired. You know, that's right there. He's got that pull.
Yeah, that right there sold me. And nothing was done about it. Nothing was done about it.
Nothing. No.
So, you know,
right
what
there, the
fuck
open.
You
this
mean?
Fucker's right out in the open.
You're using the American people's tax money to make these fucking deals for you? For your son?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's funny, isn't it? Wow.
You're
caught on video. On fucking video. How better proof do you need than that? So, you know, it just don't make no fucking sense.
Well, the thing is, too, is like, what difference does it make anyways?
It don't to
well,
them.
She said that.
But anybody
no,
else,
it doesn't
be
matter.
Fucked. You'd be in front of a fucking judge, you know?
There.
Anybody else?
You're not. It's not hypocrisy, it's hierarchy. They're in power and you're not.
Oh, I understand.
That's exactly
that.
What it is.
Exactly, right. And you might as well fucking, you might as well, it suck all the splendors while you fucking can, while the getting is good. All right, 814, you're on the air. So anyway, yeah, whatever you can suck out of the fucking people, fucking fuck them. Fuck them all. And that's what's happening. Anyway, 814, welcome to the queue. Damn.
Hello.
That doesn't sound good.
What is that? Wow, that sounds like cricket.
This is a bug getting fried on my electric flash water.
Oh, that's you? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I was just 814 number.
Did you think I was a troll, Ron?
I didn't know, man.
Yeah, I
couldn't tell.
One of them 800 volt, you know, ever. Wow.
John, what the fuck are you doing, man? Put yourself
I'm
on
torturing
mute, man.
No
more. And we don't want to hear
torturing
that shit. Gun fuck, man.
It's George. Hell, we all want to hear that, don't we? Fuck.
Fuck, man, no.
Put
turn
on
that shit
mute,
off,
on
man. Fuck. I'll have to mute you, gun. Don't fuck, don't make me do that.
So what are you guys complaining about tonight?
The price of tea in China. They've increased it.
I don't drink tea.
What, by 3 cents?
I don't know.
I drink coffee.
It's a joke. Fuck, gunslinger. Jesus Christ. Wait till he gets done correcting that.
I don't know why he just couldn't mute himself. Why are you taking care of
him? I know. I had to mute him for a minute. Let's see. Okay, now he's quieted up. All right, gunslinger. All right. Still here. Breathing. No, Bill, topic was about 4th of July, but, you know, how it was because of independence and now it is no more. We have no more independence.
Well, actually, I was watching a podcast and they had this Army colonel on. And he's saying this is the last 4th of July. He says there ain't going to be no election in 2024.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would never see what's going on.
I wouldn't put it past it.
I mean, so much stuff is coming out, you know, with the pandemic, all the misinformation that the government was putting out.
Oh, yeah. Pure propaganda.
Like, you know how they said, how they were saying, oh, you got to stay 6 feet apart?
Mm-hmm.
There was no science behind that. Zero.
No. No.
Science behind that.
Neither was the mask, too. So the mask wasn't worth the fuck either. So, yeah. Yep. Fuck yeah, you're right, Robert. All the Bidens have to go. They need to go. Yeah.
I mean, they will go eventually.
Yeah, after the damage is done.
I mean, this is what happens. Like what's going on in France right now was like what happened when Egypt's president got kicked out.
Right.
You know, it was one guy lit himself on fire, and that's what started the whole thing. And
It was in Tunisia it started.
Mm-hmm.
So the firecracker over there was, you know, this kid getting shot by, well, you know, one of their cops.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's spreading. It's spreading into the UK. Where else is it spreading? Sweden.
Right.
It's another country. Another country is spreading too. I mean, you can only do this to the peasants for so long, and then they're going to just uprise.
They're on revolt. Exactly. Right.
But plus, they had so many immigrants that they let into their country, and that's who's, you know, starting all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they broke into police. They broke into police stations, stole all their fucking guns, and burnt them down.
Yeah. Pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
Well, think about it here. Why did they weaken the police force here?
I don't know what their plan is, Ryan. I really don't know. I mean, I can only imagine. Like, you know, who knows?
They weakened the military. They stopped locking people up and, you know, motherfucker
it's pure evil. It's pure evil. It's almost like,
right.
It's almost like they're trying to fulfill prophecy. Did you hear the latest? This has been talked about for a couple of years, but now the Biden administration is now seriously considering blocking sun rays from hitting the earth.
Right.
Yeah, to combat global warming. Well, hold on a minute, dude. I thought it was us that was causing it. Not the sun. You know? So, it's literally like clown world out there now. Like,
yeah, well, I call it bizarre world. Yeah.
Right. Like, I heard two different stories. They found a bag of cocaine with something else in it, on White House property, okay. And then I heard it was found in the West Wing.
Yeah,
in the library, in the library, wherever the library is.
Right. So, to me, it's like, well, wait a minute, okay. People are going to say, oh, it's from Hunter Biden, but. But you can't say that because it could have been planted. Because the Democrats want Biden out. They don't want Biden in there.
But why would they break that story out, though, about cocaine in the White House? I mean,
why would that even come out
to the public? That's what trips me out.
I don't know why
deal.
They would do it, dude. That's just it. Like, I don't know why they're talking about blocking sun rays hitting the earth. You know, how are you going to do that? You know,
they're already doing that. Haven't you ever heard of chemtrails? They're blocking sun.
Right,
that's blocking the sun.
Right. But, one scientist said it would be equivalent to like a huge volcano going off and blocking out the sun. All right. Now, last time that happened, you had famine. Because farm shit didn't grow, crops didn't grow, and you had disease.
Well, Billy.
So I don't know what the fuck they're thinking.
Last time something like that happened, we had what they call the year without a summer. You know, there was a volcano that went off. I think Mount Pinatubo or something. One of these volcanoes went off. And because it went off and it threw so much, it was like a 10,000-meter volcano, whatever it was, because it went off, you know, this was in 1816, whatever it was.
Right, that's it.
It threw all this stuff up in the air and it covered the sun, and we had a year without a summer. The temperature dropped by, I don't know, 3 degrees. 4 degrees, something like that. You know, the world.
Right, and then they had famine because crops didn't grow, and then they also had pandemics, because you need the radiation from the sun to kind of take care of that shit, to keep that stuff under control.
Yep.
So, I mean, I have no idea what they're doing, but what they're talking about just sounds so crazy. You have people that are like, oh, you know, I don't know how many of you have read the Bible or, you know, read Revelations, but they're literally fulfilling all these prophecies. It's crazy. They're fulfilling prophecies.
Yeah, there's one that I believe it's in Zechariah, whenever it is, that says there's going to be something that happens, an explosion that happens where your skin will peel off and you will turn to dust where you stand, and your tongues will waste away in your throat, right? And it's like, there's only one thing that can do that. A hydrogen bomb or nuclear bomb explosion, right? You know? So,
wait, yeah. I have to jump in here real quick, guys. We got 3 minutes left. If you want to keep this conversation, I'm going to back out in a little bit, but you guys can keep going. Maybe the 563-999-3726. That's 563-999-3726. 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Call in now. Stay with the show. We'll see you later. All right. Go ahead, guys.
Hey, Gunn, did you pick up that tool that you were looking at?
You talking to me? No. Went off sale.
You didn't get it yet?
Nah.
No.
It wasn't the right kind. It was just like a round one. I needed something with seats in it.
No. I'm talking a bit. You know what I'm talking about?
You talking about a swimming pool?
No, I'm talking about your pistol.
Oh, it's still in the work. I thought you were talking about a swimming pool. Fuck me. I'm getting old like Ron.
You know, I'm talking about your other cordless hole puncher.
Yeah, my other cordless hole puncher. It's still in the works, man. I talked to the guy earlier today. Oh, I'm done. They're supposed to be getting it. Well, we'll see. As soon as I have it in my hand, I'll say, yeah, I got it. Yeah, my other
clothes. 90 seconds.
Does it still do overtime?
No.
Brian?
Oh. We're going into overtime now.
Cool.
So it's not recording anything then?
Well, it still records everything. It doesn't matter. It records everything.
Right, but you don't save it to be listened to later, right?
No, but it still does exist. It'll always exist. It'll never go away.
Nothing ever goes away.
Right. So, and that's good though. In the future, they'll find it. They'll listen to the show. You know, be their only entertainment.
Right.
This show. Yep. Be terrible, wouldn't it? I wouldn't wish it upon anybody. Listen to my show. Anyway, we 36 seconds left, kids. So, anyway, I want to thank everybody. It's not going to be here with us once you get kicked off, but you know. But anyway, all cool. So anyway, but we still those are.
I put a good hour after. You've been in overtime, I guess.
No, I'm going in overtime in like 17 seconds. Yeah, the show is ending in like 14 seconds now, so, yeah. You caught us at towards the end of it, Bill. A little late, bro.
I got the message from Mike on my cell phone, and I kind of called in pretty much as soon as I walked in the door.
Yeah, that's cool. It's nice to hear from you. Like doing good. You're okay, you know.
Yo, Ron, how is your garden doing, man? Like,
excellent. And I bought a greenhouse today at auction. I bought another greenhouse. This one's already a pre-built and it was built by hand. This, somebody built this, man. They got all the clear panel on it, you know, and
right.
I only gave $200 to this motherfucker, man. $200
Now, here, it's crazy. My eggplants are doing crap. My tomatoes are doing like crap. But the potatoes, dude, they're
right.
like up to my, they're up to my size.
Wow.
The potatoes are going crazy. But everything else, and other people are having the same problem, like with their tomatoes, that it's not growing. I think on four plants, I literally have two tomatoes on two plants, and that's it. Where last year, it was that.
Well, everything's
that
doing good. The only thing I had a problem with was cherry tomatoes. They did good once they bloomed out, but after they did a good, healthy bloom out, a lot of tomatoes, but it just fucking went to shit. The heat got to them. So I tried to move them to another pot and everything, and, you know, took them out the hangers they were in, but it bucks went no way. They're not going to come back. But all the rest of the shit's doing good. It's blowing all the buckets, man, fucking, because I've got these cans I'm doing, you know, barrels and shit. And they're fucking doing excellent. The tomato plants are doing really fucking good. I'm talking some big monstrosity tomatoes, man.
Yes.
And lots of them.
And it ain't just me. It's other people. They're all complaining about the tomato plants just aren't doing well. But everybody who planted potatoes, they're like off the hook. How big they're getting. Yeah.
Yeah, mine are still going to be the average they usually are. I don't see any difference in them at the moment, but they're doing well. I mean, they're doing really good. But the thing is, this shit's watered continuously. This shit gets watered to death. We water the fuck out of it every day.
It's been raining here, pretty decently where I haven't had to use my barrel or anything, because I collect water from my, in the summertime, I collect water from the rain spout in case I need to rain it. We get material. I don't need to use that at all. But I mean, the potato plants already are up to my size. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, October is usually about potato time. October.
Yeah, you post wait for the plant to die, and then you go ahead and dig up the potatoes.
Right. I still haven't tried that tire trick yet. I'm going to try it in the tire thing, see how that works out for me. Yeah, I haven't done that trick, but I'm going to try it next year. But everything else, the reds, the russets, and my sweet potatoes, the sweet potatoes are doing really good. It's doing good when you see the ground break open. You know what I mean? You get these big cracks in the ground. That's when you tell me that fucker's doing very well. When I redrilled that new well, a couple of years ago when I put a new well in, I kept all that lime. All the lime got drilled up, and that's why I'm blending into the garden. It's fucking kicking ass.
Right.
It usually takes a year. After you chill it in, it takes about a year for it to do any good, really. It didn't take a year for this motherfucker. It rocks. And then my apple tree out there where the well was drilled, the apple tree is just fucking going fucking insane on me. And that apple tree is about 7 years old. These don't start producing until about 10. This fucker's pumping out some apples, man.
No, I see some videos of people doing it with tires, like you said. And they were getting a good amount of potatoes.
Right.
So I think what I'm going to have to do is I have another raised garden that matches it's the same one that I have already out. But I'm going to have to put that on top. I think I'm going to have to put that on top of the one that's already out, because it's got things where you can screw it in and double the height of it.
Right.
So I can keep filling these things up. Because they're fucking huge.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. It's insane, but everything else is doing shit.
Sounds great, Bill.
Well, I just bought this new greenhouse today. Matter of fact, I don't think I have any pictures of it yet, but I'll send some of your ways when I get them. But yeah, I got a pretty good deal in that greenhouse. I couldn't believe it. Brand new built, and this guy built it himself, and it's pretty fucking awesome. $200, couldn't believe it. Couldn't fucking believe it. That's why I like going to auctions, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't think a greenhouse. I don't think a greenhouse would do good here in the wintertime.
Well, no, unless you're heat, you got a way to heat it. Yeah, you'd be all right. But like this
right.
one, we're gonna heat this motherfucker. I guarantee that. I'll heat it. You know, you got to keep the temperature above freezing. That's all you got to do. You know. But you can grow lettuce all year long, all that shit. I mean, the price of lettuce
right.
anymore is so fucking retarded and everything else, so I love growing it. And the thing about lettuce, like, well, I got leaf lettuce out there and red lettuce and, you know, romaine. And all I do is I cut off so many leaves of it. I leave it. And it just keeps producing. You know, it just keeps on coming back, you know. And it's like,
right,
you know,
right.
green onions. You know, green onions, just cut the tops off. They'll come back and do it again. You know, it's crazy. You ain't got to replant shit, man. So, you know, that's how I do it. I mean, you can take a cantaloupe, top of a cantaloupe, in the ground, it'll grow. You get another cantaloupe again, you know?
Yeah.
So just do it. Keep going. Keep on doing the same process. You know? So, I mean, that's the shit.
It is.
Yep. That it is. But anyway, guys, I'm going to back out of here because I got to work early in the morning. I got to get and take some shit after this holiday is over. Fuck, thank God. But I had to do the food truck thing today, and it was, oh, my God, hot motherfucker out there. I mean, it was 96 degrees, and it didn't give a shit. And humid, sticky as a motherfucker, too. When I got home, I had to take a shower.
We've had a very, very mild summer so far.
Really? Not yep. down here. We've been getting cooked. Well, Gunslinger getting cooked down here in Texas, but fucking, man. But I got to get up early in the morning to get out and cut the grass, because if I don't, fuck, I'll never get done. Be too fucking hot.
Wow.
Plus the car and shop, so I got a bunch of shit going on. But
well,
anyway,
isn't Texas and Louisiana getting like triple digit numbers for heat?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I can speak for us. Yeah, we've been getting consistently high numbers. You know, 900 degrees. You know, like numbers. You know.
Now what we've been getting here, not bad actually.
Today was maybe.
Well,
it looked like it was gonna rain today, but today was maybe. I would say in the high 80s, maybe, and it had about a 10 to 15 mile an hour wind, so it was a little cooler than that. So it wasn't
bad
today.
What we've been getting here really bad is the smoke from the fires in Canada.
Yeah, that sucks, doesn't it?
There was a couple days where you could actually smell the smoke.
No shit. No, fuck.
Yeah. So
oh,
I got two air purifiers. I just been running them on high.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And then the air conditioner.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like the mountain, you know, that's about a mile away from me.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you look out the window and look at that. Now today,
right.
now today was good. Today was really good.
Right.
But there is a like a whole week, you could hardly see that mountain, the top of that mountain.
Wow, that
yeah.
sucks. You're breathing all that shit in. Yeah, well, it's natural wood, so it ain't too bad. But anything in your lungs ain't
well, no,
matter,
there's fucking benzene in it and some other fucking chemical.
No shit.
It. Not fucking good for you. Yeah, man.
Oh, that's nice.
There was a guy here recently. You guys might have heard about it. He had mental problems. And he went off. He rammed his truck into one of the state super fires here,
mm-hmm.
Took off. He had a really high-powered weapon. I forget what it was. It was more powerful than the AR-15. He fucking killed one state trooper.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It was crazy around here. That day. I mean, there was cops flying through our town, you know, classifying this guy. But, yeah, I mean, young state trooper, he fucking shot him right through his fucking windshield.
Yeah. Crazy people up there.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wish, you know, I mean, the family should have done something. You know? The family should have done something because he was saying...
You mean, Billy, I don't know how early you came here to the show, but you missed... We played a clip of a woman, an idiot woman, talking about guns. Right, gunslinger?
Well, I am. Idiot. Total fool.
I mean, it's like, what would you want to do, you know, they were posing the question to her, what would you want to do if somebody invaded your house? Would you want a gun or would you not want a gun? And he said, I don't care what, she goes, I don't care what happens, I don't want a gun.
I don't want to hurt. I don't want to hurt the home invaders. I don't want to hurt them, so I don't want a gun.
Well, that's up
it
to
was
her.
Like,
I mean, that's her decision, man.
Well, that was a question that posed to her husband. Well, you want to fight him with your fist, 5-1, or you want a gun? Well, I don't want the invaders to hurt. I don't want to hurt them. Really,
whatever.
Your husband's going to get their ass whooped by 5 fucking people, probably kill him, probably going to rape your blonde ass, but you don't want a gun. How stupid. God.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, guys, I'm going to call it a night. Good to hear from you,
yep.
Billy.
Yep.
Hey, man, I was going to ask you, how are you guys doing there in California?
Oh, we're doing great.
Awesome.
Are you
still painting?
We're doing great in the rest of the country. What's that?
Are you still painting?
Yes, I am. I'm busy, too. Yep.
Well, I bet you are. I mean, I bet you are doing good.
Well
that's a good thing.
We weren't doing so hot with the weather. The weather was kind of rainy for us for a while there a couple months ago, and now it's picked up again.
Right.
So we're looking forward to a nice, humid summer.
Well, it couldn't happen nicer to people.
You know it. You know. I mean, where else can we get this shit on the streets?
You guys got a lot of rain a little while ago. That you had a river over your head. That atmospheric river. They said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. Well, we had snow come down to almost 2,000 feet here where I live, where the mountain
really?
You could see the mountains.
Wow.
And the snow had came down to like way past our where we normally have it. It was like down where these houses. In the housing area that's quite built up within the last decade, and they weren't ready for that. Yeah, the snow came in
now,
pretty thick over here for them.
Now, is the drought over there or no?
Well, you could say it is because we're not holding the water. We're letting the water go to the ocean because we got to protect things. We don't hold the water here. If we did, we wouldn't have no drought.
Well, you know, you speak of, there's another thing that occurred in Philadelphia. BLM trans nutbag is a shooter in Philadelphia who shot a 2-year-old 4 times in the legs. Your neck of the woods, Billy.
I heard about the shooting yesterday.
When they found it, may have been yesterday. It may have been yesterday, but it was. Now they found out it's a BLM supporter, and it's a transsexual, whatever you want to call them, nutbag, nutcase.
Right.
Yeah,
that was a 40-year-old guy. All right.
40-year-old. That's it.
Yep. He had a bulletproof vest on.
Yep.
And after he got cornered, he gave himself up.
What did he do?
He shot like 8 people, man.
Apparently.
What?
4 of them died. He killed 4 people.
Shot a 12-year-old 4 times the leg. Crazy. I'm telling you, these fucking people are crazy.
Well, did you guys ever see that shooting that happened here in L.A. with the bank robbery? That was about 20 years ago, I guess you can say.
Oh, yeah.
With the guys that had the...
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
There was a movie made about that.
Yeah.
That bank robbery shooting.
Yep. Sure was.
Yeah, I watched that. That was nuts.
I mean, those guys came
from
scary.
They had to go to a freaking gun store to get weapons. They didn't have the right type of weapons, you know?
They had to go to the gun store to get high-powered weapons, like, you know, 30-06, you know, the high-powered deer rifles, to penetrate that body armor that they had on.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing that penetrated. But if you're in the gun, if you're in the gun room, if you're in the chat room still, there's that link to that nutcase in Philadelphia. You see that motherfucker, man? It is one weird looking motherfucker. Let me tell you. You want to talk about somebody that did an ugly award? There you go. Woo, man.
I didn't see a picture.
Yeah, they got a picture of him.
This video today about a kid in high school. He's 18 years old, but he's a junior, and he had brought a gun to school, but he left it in his car, okay? What got him caught was he had some bullets in his pocket, and one of them fell out, and they found it. And he copped up to it and said, "That was my bullet. I carry a gun to school because it's for my protection, because I feel good about having it in case something happens." And it was a bolt action 22 that he had in his blazer, and he told him where it was, and he had looked up the laws on that and saw that there was no reason why you can't bring a gun to school. And he kept telling him that he looked everything up. He did not find any. He says now there's policy that schools may have, but there's no law that says I cannot come in with a gun to a school. And they took him.
There may not be, but the only problem with that is you'll have every goddamn SWAT team in the state down on you. You even bring in something that looks like a gun, your ass is grass. Okay.
True.
It doesn't
right.
matter about your protection. Okay. They see that as a gun on school property. Holy shit! You're fine.
You're right.
Sure.
Nowadays, yes.
Now, Robert, I'm sure that this, wherever this school was, that it probably at somewhere on that property or near it is a sign that says a gun-free zone, right?
He said there wasn't. He said there
wasn't.
The officer told him that it was a gun-free zone, and he goes, "Well, that's his policy."
You do it any place else, and I guarantee you, you'll be lucky if you walk out the door alive, especially here in Texas.
Well, you're right, Ben, you know, nowadays, but the cops were really cool with him, and they were going to walk him out without putting handcuffs onto him because they wanted, you know, give him the respect because he's 18 years old, but you can tell he's still young, and... He just thought, we'll find out tomorrow because he goes to court tomorrow. And this happened a couple months ago, too. And I believe it happened in Utah. Is where this is all taking place. I forgot what city or state they said. But the cops were really cool to him. And then he kept telling them. And then when they go to arrest, like, put the handcuffs on him. They weren't going to do it until he got to the car. But they did it there in the principal's office. That's when he was really going, "Well, why you guys arrested me? It is not a law for me not to have a gun to school." He kept repeating that. And then they...
I kind of ran into it. It wasn't a school. It was a hospital. I forget what the hell I was in the hospital for. It was something stupid. And they went to a CAT scan. And I forgot. Because I had, I had my house gun, and then I have the gun that I carry in my... It's in a holster in my pocket. It's a pocket gun, right? It's just a .380. And I forgot that I had it. And, I was going down for this CAT scan, and I was like, oh, crap. I was like, listen, I said, here's my license to carry. I said, I forgot that this is on me. So security came down, but they were totally cool, you know. Basically, you know, unloaded it and everything. Everything was safe. And they were like, all right, just come to the front desk and, you know, let them know that you're leaving. And they called. And they just brought it down for me. And he's like, you know, this is the gun-free zone. And I said, you know something? I said, I didn't even know that, but doesn't matter. I just forgot I had it in my pocket. But they were cool about it, you know what I'm saying? They weren't dicks about it. Because they could have called the cops, I guess, and made a big deal if they wanted to. But they didn't. But I didn't know what was going to happen. I was like, oh, fuck, I got to tell them. You know, because I'm going in this machine. I don't want to have that in there, you know? I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just
That would just be one big old headache.
Yeah. You know, I just apologize like so many times. Like, I'm so sorry I forgot. Because it's so light in my pocket, you know what I mean? It's almost like a little heavier than a wallet. You know,
I've taken Suzette to the hospital or to the doctor's one day there, and I emptied my pockets, and I forgot I had my Leatherman on me. And I throw that in the key thing and everything, and the guy looks at that, and he goes, you can't have this in here. And I go, I know
what
it's just
it?
A tool.
What?
Leatherman,
what was
Leatherman
it?
With the multi-tool. Those multi-tools where you got pliers and little, I just forgot I had my pocket. And then when I put it out there and he goes, oh, you can't bring this in at all. You got to take this out. And he got kind of worried about it. I go, what's a tool? And then I thought about it. I go, oh, I forgot. It's got a little knife on there. Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be a good thing to bring into a hospital. I just didn't think about that. So he was cool. He let me take it back to my car. But
I actually felt really stupid because I was like, God damn it, dude. You got your fucking 3 inches in your pocket. You got to go down for this test. You better say something, you know. I would thank God it's that the security in there were cool about it, you know. I showed them, I'm like, look, I'm allowed to carry this. Here's my license to carry and shit. I actually just had to get that renewed.
One in the chamber, right?
No, I did. That's how I carried it.
Okay, ready to go.
Yeah, and then the one at home that sits on top of my safe, and there isn't one in the chamber on that one. But the 380 is always on me. Because it just sits in my pocket, you know what I mean, in the holster. But I just completely forgot about it. I was like, I'm going to get in trouble. But no, they were cool about it here. I was like, thank God. You know, they did, you know, put it down.
I went to a concert, and, you know, here in L.A., you can't bring in tobacco into a arena or anything like that, or smoke or whatever, right? We stand in line, and they had to search us. Can't believe that, but they searched us, and the guy found my can of chew on me. I just bought it, and he goes, I'm going to have to take this for you. And I go, all right, so I can get it back after the show? And he goes, no, you cannot get this back after the show. And I go, well, I just bought it. He goes, that's too bad. And he takes it and he throws it in this big old huge pile, like a shopping cart, just full of cigarettes and whatever, what have you, in there. I was like, oh, man, I just bought that thing. That sucks. And he goes, no, you cannot get it after the show.
Now, you know, after the show, they all go through that and pick out which one.
Right.
You know, somebody else.
Ben,
that thing might have happened in Illinois, where that 18-year-old brought that gun to school. There's one that says police arrest a teen who allegedly brought a loaded gun to Pleasant Hill High School, which is in Illinois.
Really? When did this happen?
This happened, published today, May 18th, 2023.
Okay, that could be the kid. That could be the story I saw.
Yeah, it looks...
Yeah, I watched a guy, he did a report on this town. Forget where it's at. And it says it's a law. It's literally a law that every able-bodied person must own a gun in this town, you know. So, you know what the crime rate is there?
Not much.
Nope. It's fucking nil.
Yeah. Very few.
You know, they don't enforce the law, you know. Because the guy who was doing the story on it, he went up to two cops and he's like, hey, you know, I don't have a gun. Are you going to arrest me? The cop's like, no. He says, we don't enforce it. You know. He says, but yeah, it is a city ordinance. But like I said, a fucking crime there is like nil. I thought that was interesting.
That is.
All right, folks, I'm about to go.
Yeah, I think we'll close this can. Well, anyway, thanks everybody for coming out tonight. We'll try to get in tomorrow, maybe. Who knows? It depends on whatever happens in my world during the day. Maybe I'm thanking each and everybody for coming.
Send that email.
Do what?
Send out email.
Usually it's supposed to be automatic if you're following automatic. Should have got one. But I'll do that, Bill. I'll send you an email.
Hold on, let me
Hey, Ron?
Yeah?
You need to go on your fellow Missourian friend there, Dave Clark's show here.
Oh, and Branson?
He keeps asking about you. Every time I come on there, go,
oh, yeah. I'll have to do that, man. Absolutely. Yeah, I get a chance. If I ever get a chance, God, you never know about my fucking schedule of life.
Right.
I covered for you.
I told him you're a little right slow, so when you can, you will.
Yeah, I am. It ain't that I'm actually slow, it's I'm just fucking so occupied with so much shit.
I know.
Never ending battle. Fuck, it sucks. I'm glad when I can't do nothing, then I'll probably die from it, you know. Once I stop. But fuck, it's a pain
all
in the ass, man.
Good night.
All right, you too. All right, guys.
All right.
Wait. Have a good one. Enjoy the song while I bail out of this place, man. So party on.
Bail it out.
All right. Stay safe, folks.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Let's fade into the sun, let's do the sun. I want to get away.